HendrickHonda.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
It's time for spring cleaning, and you can clean up with fresh deals at Family Dollar. This week, save on spring cleaning items like Dawn dish soap, just 95 cents with your smart coupon. Extra laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. And Pepsi 2 liters, 4 for $5. Sign up for Family Dollar smart coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where we're bringing fresh deals for spring cleaning.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You on in? Actually, now would be the best time of all. 654-7627. 654-7627. The National Football League, these teams have no idea what they're doing. None. I mean, they're all bad. They're all stupid. They're all in desperate need of help. They can't analyze talent. They don't know. They don't understand the salary cap. They don't understand how to manage personnel or the cap. They're doomed to fail. The reports that I'm seeing now, this one's from NFL Update. Nick Foles' deal with the Jaguars is a 4-year, $88 million deal with over $50 million guaranteed. I'm sorry. Foles won a Super Bowl. He did. But the rest of his career is spotty at best. And I'm sorry, who are you competing against for his services that you felt compelled to give him that type of deal? I mean, the Redskins have already made their call. How many other teams were in the Nick Foles market? Again, I could understand that if Foles was this super hot commodity and everybody wanted him, but fundamentally you were bidding against yourself. You know, it's like, every once in a while when you see these TV art auctions, you know, these TV art auctions.
Yes.
Where people they apparently call and bid on this stuff like sight unseen. And sometimes, you know, if you watch it for a minute, you'll think, man, this person's just bidding against themselves. There's no one else. There can't be anybody else bidding on this crap. Not that Foles is crap, but here's the thing. When no one else is bidding, how on earth do you get to the point where you're going to pay this guy 4 years, $88 million with over $50 million guaranteed for a quarterback who's over 30 years old who basically had one successful season? And his prior tenure with the Rams was disastrous. Do you know why you do this? Do you know why? Do you want to know what the real reason you do this is? Is because you didn't know what you were doing to begin with. Because if you had made the right decision to start with, you would still have Deshaun Watson on a rookie contract. Because when the Jaguars drafted Leonard Fournette a couple years ago, they were down to two guys, Deshaun Watson and Leonard Fournette. And they chose the problem child running back, the oft-injured problem child running back, instead of the quarterback in a quarterback-driven league. And because they did that, first of all, the Fournette thing's not working out because they hate him. And you can't count on him. And they failed to draft the quarterback that they should have had, the young franchise quarterback, to build their roster on. Texas says for years they had a ghost bidder. Exactly. Apparently Jacksonville was competing against a ghost bidder for the services of Nick Foles. Texas says, well, you obviously don't believe in Foles magic. No, I don't. No, I don't believe in Foles magic. That is true. And so you didn't draft the quarterback that you should have drafted, the young franchise quarterback that you would have had on a rookie deal. You drafted a problem running back, and so now you're still in search of the quarterback. And now, because you didn't do the right thing to begin with, your desperation has driven you to pay Nick Foles $88 million for 4 years, which is insanity. Absolute insanity. You know the first thing that's going to happen, Ramona, is he's going to be injured. That's the first thing that's going to happen. You can bet anything. The first thing that happens is this guy gets injured. I don't even pretend to get it. I don't pretend to get these moves. But let me go back to something for a minute. And that's this issue of dealing with the Patriots. Texas Walt. How does a team that's not named the Patriots spread their money around and build a good team when all of the blanks like the Raiders, where'd that text go? Where'd it go? Are paying players $50 million. Exactly. So let me give you an example. Let me see if I can find my Patriot tweet from earlier. Here it is. All right. And this is in terms of how you run an organization in a salary cap era. Here's what I wrote earlier today, Ramona. I wrote, funny how the Patriots just play the rest of this league. Acquire guys for next to nothing. Get a season or two out of them at a high level. Rest of the league then decides to overpay for that players. Pats then let them walk and acquire high compensatory picks in the process, getting younger for cheap. Now, if I went through that too fast, let's break it down into what it actually means. All right. The Patriots originally drafted Nate Sauder. Right? He was a pedestrian offensive tackle. The definition of pedestrian. 6'9" giraffe-like, absolute pedestrian guy. His contract came due. The question was, were the Patriots going to pay him? It was laughable, the notion that the Patriots would pay him, because A, he wasn't any good, and B, he certainly wasn't worth the type of money that was being talked about. But because he played for the Patriots and he played left tackle, other teams thought, oh, well, you know, he played for New England, he played left tackle, we need to get him. And so the dumbest team, the New York Giants in this case, elected to pay him the whatever it was, $70 million to get Nate Sauder. And the Giants spent the first half of last season realizing just how terrible he is. Now, did he get a little better as the course of the year went? Yeah, because, you know, again, before that, he was a three-legged pregnant water buffalo. So he was bound to get better. He had to get better because he couldn't fundamentally have gotten any worse than he played in the first half of the year. So did he get better? Yes. Was he ever worth that kind of money? No. The team that absolutely was not going to pay him was New England. New England had no intention of ever paying him. There were articles being written about how New England needs to get him back. We were on air saying that's laughable. New England is not the slightest bit interested in retaining him. Here's the thing. It's this simple. Always know who you're talking to. Let's say, there used to be this show on TV about bartering. I don't know what it was called, but it was about bartering. Okay. All right. If you're a dumb guy and you come up against a real smart guy, you probably don't want to barter with him because he's smarter than you. See, and in the bartering process, you're going to lose all your chips. So know who you're speaking to. Know who you're dealing with. Fundamentally, here is a good operating philosophy. Deal with somebody who's dumber than you. So if your IQ is 80, look for somebody who's a 50. All right? Because if your IQ is 80, you should not be dealing with someone whose IQ is 150. Because you're not going to win. It's just that simple. You're not going to win. Okay, so now I have this team that's the New England Patriots, right? And they win the Super Bowl every other year. What on earth would make you think you know more than them? If the New England Patriots do not want a player back or are not willing to pay him to come back, that's all you need to know. Then don't you do it. You understand? Don't you do it. If New England says, you know, we're not going to retain Nate Sutter. We're going to let him go. Don't be the Giants and go pay him way more than he's worth. Trent Brown, the new hot tackle that the Raiders have landed and paid him, you know, the richest tackle ever. Here's the thing. The Patriots brought him in for a song. They brought him in for nothing, and he anchored the left tackle spot for them for a year, and he did an adequate job. Do you know one of the reasons he did an adequate job? Do you know what it is, Rana?
No.
You should. The answer is he's blocking for Tom Brady, who gets the ball out of his hands more quickly than any quarterback in the National Football League. See, therefore, all offensive linemen look better than they are because they're not asked to block forever. With Brady, the ball is coming out. Therefore, he automatically masks deficiencies. The Raiders just paid Trent Brown like he's the best offensive lineman in football. The only problem with that is that if you look at Pro Football Focus's numbers, they ranked him as the 32nd best tackle in football. 32nd. I'm sorry. How many teams are there? Oh, that's right, 32. You know, I think Trent Brown was a lot better than Nate Sutter was for the Patriots. Having said that, the Patriots don't give a rat's behind about him. They never had any intention of paying him. They brought him in because they got him for next to nothing. They needed somebody to put at that spot, and they stuck him out there for a year, and he did fine because he had Brady playing quarterback. You know who he didn't have playing quarterback? Derek Hold the Ball Carr. So Brown's going to go to the Raiders, and he's going to be a nice average tackle. But you paying him more than an average tackle, just like the Giants did. So here is operating premise number one. If New England has decided that there is a guy on their team that they are not willing to pay, why on earth would you think you should when you're not as smart as them? This is the giant red flag, Raiders. When the Patriots say, you know what, we're going to let Trent Brown go, you don't say, oh, yeah, we want him. You say, oh, you know what, we don't want him either. We don't want him either. If the Patriots don't want him, you don't want him. They're smarter than you. Accept that. Don't act like you know more than they do. You don't. When you're the Raiders, you suck. You've sucked forever. You don't make any good decisions. You let Khalil Mack and Cooper walk. You have no idea what you're doing. I mean, it couldn't be more clear. Now, maybe that will change with Mayock there. I don't know. But when the smartest team in the league, the Patriots, says, we don't want this guy, we don't think he's worth this money, why would the dumbest team in the league say, oh, yeah, we'll take him, we'll pay him the money, other than the fact you're the dumbest team in the league? And this is what happens. So here's the rest of the story. I'll tell you the rest of it when we come back. That sets the stage for it. Let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. Listen, George Coleman Ford is such an incredibly special place. They've been doing things the right way for 90 years, treating their customers right, always looking after their customer best interests. You don't run all these reviews, Google, Yelp. They all say the same thing. These people are ticked about their other experiences in the past. And they come to George Coleman Ford and they find a different way. And the universal theme is that they're tired of being pushed around, bullied, pushed toward a particular vehicle or buying this or buying that. That's not what George Coleman Ford does ever. That's why it's a different, special place. Listen to this. George Coleman Ford delivers by taking care of you when you first call or visit. They make sure you're routed to the right person. They take care of you from the beginning to all your service after the purchase. They find the right car for you, even if it's not a Ford. They'll find the car you're looking for and deliver it to you, like Deborah's Lexus, Mickey's car, people at the station. We deliver. Now listen to this. This is what Jennifer wrote. Jennifer wrote this the other day. We bought this big, beautiful van for our family last night, traded in our Acadia because our family is still growing. The whole experience was flawless, easy, and just the best you could ever imagine. We live about 2 hours away, and with payment paperwork situated, we were able to have our new van delivered and our trade-in taken back for us. No headache of taking all of our kids to a dealership for hours. Thank you for everything. So this whole deal was consummated from 2 hours away. They didn't want to have to go there. They have young children. They wanted to make the deal as easy as possible. So the whole deal was consummated from 2 hours away. George Coleman Ford delivered their vehicle. George Coleman Ford drove their trade-in back. 90 years they've been treating people right. You want to get in, 654-7627. Now's a good time to get on the phone lines. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. Bob says, what about Danny Amendola? He played for the Patriots 5 years. Yeah, he sucks. Quick break. We'll be right back.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Landscaper Supply of Easley is your source for Ferris zero-turn mowers, the best mowers for max productivity. Landscaping pros rely on Ferris zero-turn mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley for getting the job done, and they're manufactured in Maiden, North Carolina. As a landscaping company, you can trust Ferris zero-turn mowers. Come to the open house March 13th, 420 Williams Avenue off 123, 859-4230. Ferris Zero Turn Mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at UrbanNirvana.com.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now, we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores, you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference of Scores Jewelers.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can't tell people how to freak out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. We're going to get back to this conversation in a minute, and then we're going to talk about some of the unknown players in this draft that I really like, and we're going to have a little conversation about the tight end position in this draft, because I think it's the best tight end grouping in 20 years. And you can get in on any of that conversation if you would like. Let me tell you about Absolute Waste Management. You got junk? Get it out of your yard. Get it off your property. Absolute Waste Management specializes in, you know what? I get how those things build up. I do. You know, it may be that you have stuff you want to get rid of. You know, you don't have garbage service or the garbage service won't take it. So you put it in someplace, I don't know, behind your garage. And the problem is, you know, every single time, because junk builds up. Every single time that you have junk, then you go and throw something behind your garage. Next thing you know, you got a junk pile that's bigger, higher than your garage. And now you're debating whether you should set it on fire. No, don't set it on fire. Probably all sorts of noxious, toxic crap in it. And you're just going to create this black cloud that's going to stay over your house for like 6 months. And your neighbors are going to hate you too. Don't do any of that. Here's what you do. Call my friends at Absolute Waste Management. They specialize in residential and commercial waste removal services for bulky unwanted items like old furniture, appliances, construction debris, yard waste, and more. They offer cleanout services for evictions, garages, attics, rental properties, estate liquidation, locations, foreclosures, business cleanouts of stock rooms, old unused equipment, apartment cleanouts, barns, outbuildings, storage unit cleanouts. Stop tripping over it. Stop stepping around it, ignoring it. Get rid of it. They'll get your job done quickly. They're locally owned and operated. No hidden fees. Straightforward pricing. No job is too big or too small. Get your home cleaned up now. 864-266-7131. 864-266-7131. Visit them online. AbsoluteWasteManagement.com. And actually, it's an abbreviation for management. It's AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com. AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com. Call them. 864-266-7131. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. All right. I'll get to your calls. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me wrap up the problem with dealing with the Patriots. All right, if you just accept it as an operating premise that they are smarter than you, then that means they are the team that you should never deal with. No one should ever deal with the Patriots, period. Do not deal with the Patriots. You are not smart enough to deal with the Patriots. If the Patriots don't want a guy, do not touch him. They're smarter than you. Just assume that. And because they are. I mean, especially if you're a franchise like the Raiders where, you know, you're invincibly stupid. I don't. Why would you want to deal with the smartest team? And you have to find like-minded individuals. In other words, if you're a dolt or a dullard, find a dolt or a dullard to deal with. Don't be looking for a genius. That's just not a good way to go. And so if the Patriots let a guy go, don't touch him. If you're the Detroit Lions, even, and Trey Flowers can be had, don't touch him. Don't touch him. Regardless of how appealing he might be, you suck. You're still going to suck. If the Patriots said, no, we're not going to pay him that money, then you don't pay him that money. If the Patriots think Trey Flowers isn't worth, you know, $17 million, then why do you? All you win is church league basketball titles. If they're winning Super Bowls and you're winning church league basketball titles, you probably don't want to deal with them. That's probably over your head. All right, just assume that. So Dexter T-Bone says deal with Elway. Exactly. Call Elway. Exactly. Exactly. Elway's still paying for half of Case Keenum. Elway might be the dumbest guy in the whole league. But here's the rest of it. All right, David, I'm coming to you in a minute. Here's the rest of it. So the Patriots bring in Trent Brown. Right, they have no... This is just too funny. Here's what happens, Ramona. The Patriots no longer have a left tackle, right? Because two things happen. One, they let Nate Sutter go because they knew he sucked and there was no way they were paying him $70, $80 million, whatever deal he eventually landed from the New York Giants, right? But they didn't have a left tackle anymore. So they drafted Isaiah Wynn, who they were going to play in his place. But Isaiah Wynn suffered a knee injury, so they didn't get to play him. So the Patriots needed another left tackle answer. Oh, by the way, when they let Nate Sutter go, they got a compensatory pick for him. Third round compensatory pick. So I got an overpriced tackle who fundamentally can't play, and New England eventually winds up with a compensatory pick for him. All right, so now they still need another guy. So they bring in a guy, Trent Brown. They basically pay him nothing to bring him in. They get him for nothing. They acquire him for nothing. They bring him in. He anchors down that left tackle spot for one season. They win the Super Bowl. And when the season's over, his contract comes due. And now the question is, are the Patriots going to pay him a lot of money? Well, hell no is the answer. There's no way they're going to pay him money because he's not that good to begin with. Again, Pro Football Focus has him 32nd best tackle. So the dumb Raiders go and pay him a fortune. The Patriots let him go, and they're not the slightest bit concerned about it. You know why? Well, one of the reasons why is they're going to get a high compensatory pick for him. So they're going to get at least a third round pick in compensation for him leaving. And so the Patriots will use that pick and they'll go draft another tackle in 2 years, will be starting and playing for them. And oh, by the way, he won't cost them anything because he'll be on a rookie deal. And so the Patriots get, what's that old adage? Have your cake and eat it too. The Patriots are constantly having their cake and eating it too, because there are lots of dumb dance partners around the National Football League. And that's what they do to you. I mean, they've now done it in consecutive years with the offensive tackle position. They did it with Nate Sutter. They did it with Trent Brown. And they fundamentally don't care about either one of those guys. and never did. And never did. And they wind up with third-round draft picks as a result, which they'll use wisely and find starting players. And they, you know, they won't have to pay them anything. They'll pay them dirt. Pay them dirt. David, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Walt?
Good, David. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks. Hey, what I was kind of thinking about, you were talking, was it the coach, the Washington State coach, Mike, his last name, I forgot his last name.
Mike Leach.
Mike Leach, yes. And how he was saying how he recruits a quarterback who basically has, obviously, needs sort of a decent arm, but a cannon of an arm is not a big. He needs him to be accurate within 30 yards.
Right.
And you were kind of like busting on, you know, saying this guy hasn't got a job, hasn't got it looked at by the pros. It's almost like now that Brady's a little older, he still has a very strong arm. But, I mean, it's not what it was when he was throwing 50 touchdowns to Randy Moss. But it's almost like Belichick kind of has the same philosophy. Brady's probably the most accurate quarterback ever. He's got a strong enough arm. And if you get open within that 30 yards, which is 3 seconds, gets the ball out and on target. Now, why don't, and you say the Patriots are smarter, they manage everything better than everybody, why don't more coaches, franchises, GMs, however you want to look at it, suit their draft picks and their, when they make trades, what the Patriots do? Like, you don't always need a quarterback who can throw it 50, 70, 80 yards.
Yeah, this is a great point, David.
Yeah, I know I'd be.
Let me add one thing. I'll let you continue. You know, one of the things that the Patriots also do is they never ask anybody to do things they're not capable of. In other words, you see teams all the time bring guys in, pay them a lot of money. They think they're going to be all this. The Patriots aren't doing that. The Patriots are bringing you in to play a specific role. In other words, they identify what your strength is as a player, and then they play to that strength. They don't ask you to do things you can't do. You know, they're going to play to whatever your strength is. And unfortunately, there are a lot of teams around the NFL that don't do that either.
Right. I mean, I guess I just, you know, with the way the game's changed, where you can't put a hand on it, you can barely touch a receiver anymore. You know, why are people in around $1 million contract be finding a guy who's 5 foot like a woman, so 10, 5, 10, 15 yards, whatever the play is, run out there, turn, ball's there. You've got a first down.
You're 100% right, David. And in a copycat world, you would think more people would be trying to emulate and copy everything that the Patriots do. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing with, like, Leach and his offense. Again, Leach basically has no purpose for a guy who can throw the ball 80 yards. He doesn't care. He says, you don't have time to protect. To throw it 80 yards. You know, he said basically it's a 30 yard game and you've got to be really good in that 30 yards, you know, and you've got to be, your quarterback has to be accurate and on time. And that's what he's looking for. And above all else. And yeah, I mean, it obviously works for him at that level. And the NFL has adopted more of Leach's strategies and principles, but yeah, there are teams that are slow to change and apparently just not very good at copying somebody who's smarter.
Right. Yeah, I'll take it off the air after this. I mean, you've probably heard that people are talking about maybe trading for the Patriots, trading a couple picks, maybe picking up Rosen. I mean, what do you think about that? Or do you know anybody maybe from some unknown school who might be a good fit that the Patriots might take a gamble on? You know, in the 6th, 7th, 8th round or something. I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, David. Walt. I appreciate it. You know, reading the Patriots' intent at quarterback is difficult. I have no idea whether they have any interest in Rosen or whether that's just talk. Rosen is intelligent, and the Patriots do prefer intelligent players. They prefer college graduates, and they prefer intelligent players. because they want to be able to adjust on a game-by-game basis, a true flux game plan or flex game plan. And whether they have any interest in Rosen or not, I can't be sure of that. Where else they might go? I mean, could they spend a pick on a quarterback in this draft? Yeah. Again, you know, the history of the draft is that, and it doesn't apply in their case because they found Brady in round six. But from the quarterback position, you generally only get quarterbacks in round one. There are certainly notable exceptions to the rule, but that's the history of this league. These people who talk about, well, you know, we'll come back and draft a quarterback later, that just doesn't work ever. And so that's not a workable strategy. When you want a quarterback, you have to go up. And still, you know, historically speaking, you only hit 50% of the time. But that's where they're found. They're found, you know, way on up there where Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes and others have been plucked. And so there's that element. There is a guy in this draft that I personally have interest in, and whether the Patriots would or not, you know, the Patriots do place a higher demand on accuracy. And so in theory, a guy like a Ryan Finley might be able to fit what they do. You know, a guy like a Finley might fit what they do. A guy's played a lot of football, is intelligent, has accuracy, does not have an elite arm, you know, that still could be a fit. The guy that is intriguing to me from the quarterback position in this draft is Tyree Jackson, as I've said before. You know, I think Tyree Jackson is just a unique individual. First of all, he's very bright. And not only is he bright, but he's just a likable guy. I mean, you know, the whole combine, he had a smile on his face. He's absorbing it and he's sort of living the dream. He's one of these type of young men. Now, he had never had a quarterback coach before. He now has Jordan Palmer, who has helped him dramatically. And in the area that he needs to improve is his accuracy. Oh, I have something else. I have something else I want to mention. I was just reminded. But he needed to improve his lower body mechanics because his accuracy issues stem from his lower body mechanics. He's too reliant, like many quarterbacks with talented arms, on his physical ability. And he needed to improve that area to enhance his accuracy. And he's begun that process. Again, historically speaking, he is beyond the cutoff point of success. The whole history of this league says no quarterback over 6'6 has ever succeeded. And the reasons for that is because it's just too much motion, too long a throwing motion. You are trying to create a more compact motion, and that's what Jackson has to fight against. There are too many moving parts for a guy who's 6'7". And he's aware of that, though, and he's trying to shorten and make his motion more compact without losing the velocity. And so, you know, it's a bit of a trade-off, but he is a guy who interests me. He interests me because I think his physical skills are so unique that he demands your interest. And his attitude is so good that I think that he can be coached to the rest. Hey, Ramon, this is pretty funny. A guy named Tom Layden, who is the lead sports anchor at Boston 25 News, covers the Patriots, just responded to my tweet that said, funny how the Patriots just play the rest of this league, acquire guys for next to nothing, get a season or two out of them at a high level. Rest of the league then decides to overpay for the players. Pats let them walk and acquire high compensatory picks, get younger for cheap. The guy who covers the Patriots up in Boston just wrote a one-word response to that tweet. He wrote, basically.
See there? He knows.
Yep. Welcome to the Road Rage quick break.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Or online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking the national champion, predicting first round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. Multiple bracket guy, MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
Fort Paul's American Pub invites you to join us for locally sourced food made in-house while savoring an icy beverage with friends and family. Sports are always available on over 20 HD TVs. Fort Paul's is now partnered with the new Tiger Tail Tuk Tuk for a fun new way to get to and from the restaurant and from most anywhere in Clemson. Enjoy a springtime ride and make tracks to Fort Paul's, located on Highway 93 in front of the Marriott. Check us out on social media or call Fort Paul's at 654-5151.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA N.A.
Mark Childress here. Join me at the Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina. I'll be there live 9 till noon for the third annual Big Splash sales event, full of great deals on boats, vendors, and family fun. The Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Pricey, but man, what a game changer.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Man, my bookie is back just in time for the buckets, brackets, first round upsets, the Final Four. March Madness is here. It's time to bet with the best at my bookie. Would you rather sit at your office desk or call out sick and binge on NCAA tournament games and junk food? Like there's even a choice. Come on, man. Sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you trust. And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust my bookie. Listen, they've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out so fast. So when you call that 12 over 5 upset this year, make sure to celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold, hard cash. Listen, March Madness is the most exciting action-packed sporting event of the year. It doesn't get better than the tournament. Even grandmas fill out a bracket. So you get, grandmas got to start making some real money. Place your bets with MyBookie now before you miss out. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO, capital letters, to activate the offer. You visit MyBookie.ag today. MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Only at MyBookie.ag. You will thank me later. You know, I was thinking about this during the break, Mom. You know the ranking I really need to do?
What's that?
Is a NFL football team IQ ranking. And then maybe we can sell it to the teams. And then the way it would work is, fundamentally speaking, I provide you the weekly IQ rankings, right?
Uh-huh.
And if you're intent on making a deal, you don't deal with anybody who's higher on the list than your name.
Oh, that would make sense. That would make sense.
Right. Like, I'm thinking about this Redskins-Giants situation, right? The Redskins made Landon Collins the highest paid safety in the league. Now, what does that mean in real life? Well, what it means is it means that the Redskins are dumber than the Giants. Right. So even though the Giants have struggled some in recent years, you know, they're on their way back. All right. You know, Gettleman's in tow and they drafted Barkley and, you know, and things are starting to turn around a little bit for them. All right. So what it means is that what you learn in this situation is that the Giants are smarter than the Redskins. So on the rankings, now these teams are both low. Okay. These are not like top 10
right,
IQ teams.
I got you.
Right. The Giants probably be like, you know, I don't know, 20, and the Redskins probably be like 24. All right. So if the Redskins actually had this list, then they would know that you don't take any player from the Giants because the Giants are smarter than you. See, you would have saved yourself all this money. You just paid Landon Collins because you would know that the team that got rid of him was smarter than you are.
I follow you.
All right. So The Giants had Landon Collins, 3 years all pro, young player, and they said, no, we're not paying him. And the reason they said we're not paying him is because they watched the games and they saw that, again, that Landon Collins couldn't cover Grandma Collins. So they elected not to pay him. So they say goodbye, which stuns everybody, unless you actually watch film and understand what you're saying. And then you wouldn't be stunned at all. You'd understand that he can't cover anybody. He's just a box safety. And then the Redskins make him the highest paid safety in the game, which just shows how friggin' stupid they are. You know, again, I don't even dislike Landon Collins as a player. I think he's physical. I think he brings some elements to your football team. But in today's game, safeties have to be able to cover. It's a passing game. You can't bring me these 1970s safeties. People didn't understand. This is how it works. The Baltimore Ravens said, we're not paying C.J. Mosley, inside linebacker, despite the fact he's a tackling machine. And we're not paying Eric Weddle, despite the fact he's our team leader on defense. And people all over the league are like, well, why? Why would the Ravens not pay those two guys? Why? I mean, C.J. Mosley, when he came in as a rookie, led the NFL in tackles with over 150 tackles. Last year, he had like 97. Why wouldn't the Ravens pay those two guys? I'll tell you why. Because they have eyes. See, they know something that a lot of these people around the league don't know. They know that C.J. Mosley can't cover, that he's terrible in coverage. They know that Eric Weddle can't cover. Eric Weddle played a whole season in Baltimore last year. Do you know how many interceptions he had playing safety? None. You know how many pass deflections he had? 3. He played the whole year. Right? So Baltimore has determined that neither one of those two cats can cover. Therefore, they don't want them because it's a passing league. And they definitely don't want them at those prices. And this is what you have to understand when managing a salary cap. this is what you have to be able to do. You have to understand how these guys fit in today's game, how they fit in the salary cap.
Well, you can at least just start low when they come around. I mean, you know, and see what happens if they let go from the Patriots.
Texter John Douglas Elliott says, true, but coaching's a big factor. Skarnecki is one of the best offensive line coaches. A lot of credit goes to him for Sutter and Brown. Yeah, look, I've said that a million times. I've acknowledged Skarnecki's brilliance a million times. But it's still an issue of, look, these guys didn't just presumably forget everything Skarnecki had taught them, right? And yet Nate Sutter went to the Giants and sucked from day one. You know, so there's that. There's that. Kevin, remember Kevin, son of Craig, Jets fan, the Jets fans, said blah, 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 Patriots this, Patriots that. So bitter. So bitter. Craig says, I love you, Walt, but Jets IQ is like negative 100. Yeah, see, that's it. See, again, if you were trying to rank them, the Patriots would be at the top and teams like the Jets and, you know, the Raiders and others would be down near the bottom. Text says the movie Moneyball is a perfect example of what you're talking about. I didn't see it, but yeah. I mean, you've got to understand these things. You got to understand what works in today's game, what doesn't work, you know, how the game has changed, how to handle things from a salary cap structure standpoint, what you can and can't do to fundamentally build a team. These are all essential ingredients. They're all essential ingredients. You want to get in, now's a good time, 654-7627, 654-7627. So, you know, Trey Flowers, really good player in New England, will never be heard from again in Detroit. Sorry, Zach, I don't know. DeSean Jackson is heading back to the Eagles. I guess that's okay. Trent Brown, as we already talked about with the Raiders and the insanity in Jacksonville, where they paid Nick Foles $88 million for 4 years, despite the fact there was no competition to land Nick Foles. Oh, by the way, collegially, Alex Hornibrook is now a member of the Florida State Seminoles. I don't think that's a bad deal. I don't think it's a bad deal. I think it's Florida State was desperately in need of a backup quarterback, desperately in need of a guy with some experience. It didn't matter who they were. They needed anybody. So they got somebody. And Hornibrook's played a lot of football. There's that. You know, is he an ideal fit for what they want to do? No, he's not. But they need a warm body. Florida State needed a body. They needed somebody who has played football before. And so they have that. So I don't think that was a bad deal. I don't think that was a bad deal for that from their perspective. I would have done that as well, given where they are right now and given the sort of dire nature of their quarterback situation. Let me let Bill in here. Bill, how are you?
Doing good. Well, how about yourself?
Good, Bill. I appreciate you getting in.
Good. I appreciate you having me. Hey, when you start talking about making good decisions and your sports IQ, it kind of goes with everything else, but I'm of the theory that I've never met a person who was as smart as they thought they were. And that includes myself, despite daily reminders that I'm not. So you're always going to have these yahoos out there screwing up, and there's no way to get around it because they all think they're smarter than they are. So they're going to keep doing it no matter what.
That's true.
And if you're at the top and the smartest of all, you still probably think you're smarter than you really are, but at least it doesn't hurt you as much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that, you know, and that's probably the problem that most of these teams face. I mean, they all think they're geniuses, even though all the evidence suggests otherwise in most of these cases.
Right, so it's going to just go on and on.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right in perpetuity. You're probably 100% right. And, you know, they all think they're smarter than they are, so they think they can pick on the Patriots.
Right.
It's a really bad strategy. It's like the worst strategy ever.
Yeah,
it's the it's the worst strategy ever. That's why there needs to be some sort of IQ points guide.
Yeah, but I don't know if they'd follow it anyway.
No, you're right. They would ignore it. They would think that they're due or something.
Right.
They would think that was the prior administration, that they're on the way up now under their leadership, like John Gruden.
Right.
I'm sure that's what John Gruden thinks. That everything that he inherited was someone else's fault.
Yep. All right. Thanks.
That's a good job, Bill. Thank you. We haven't even got to Antonio Brown yet. Antonio Brown, we're going to have to cover some of this on the other side. I want to get to some of the players in this draft that I think are undervalued as well and discuss the tight end positions a little bit. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. This project started, first of all the biggest names in Clemson football lore history behind this. Bostic brothers, everybody. Right up to Taj Boyd. Late in coverage, Steve Mudge. Just enormous names in Clemson football heritage and lore. When this project started, there were 118 residences. As of the other day, when Leighton and Steve were in here, we were down to 25. Now, I don't know what the present count is, but you've heard me issue this warning before. You are about out of time. There's not another lake. This is idyllic, heaven sent for a Clemson fan. It just can't get better. Highway 123, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's unique concept blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. 118 residences when they began, mix of studio, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom. There are still choice units available in every size, but at an absolute maximum, there are 25 left, and that's probably naive to think there are 25 left since it was 25 when they were here the other day. The resort will include a restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy. You're going to have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance. It just doesn't get better. You can rent part of your unit, live in part of it. This is Lakeside Lodge, Clemson, but you must act. Go see Taj Boyd today, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Tell him I sent you. It's the way this deal works. You have to act now. You cannot wait any longer. Phil, I'm going to get to you as soon as we come back on the other side. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. You know, the weather at this time of year is totally unpredictable. It goes from cold, hot, hot, cold. It just, you never know from one day to the next. Here's the thing. I don't know what effect that has on your plumbing system, but it's not good. Expansion, contraction, etc. No idea. I know who knows. My friends at Roto-Rooter know. If you go to their website, rotorooter.com, and follow their helpful hints, you'll avoid emergencies. If you don't do that, you're almost guaranteed to have emergencies. The good news is that Roto-Rooter is going to be here for you 24/7, 365. Christmas Eve, your pipes burst, Roto-Rooter's coming. Here's the best part of all, Ramona. When you call Roto-Rooter, even in the middle of the night, a live human being is going to answer your phone. A live human being. It's got direct help on the way to you. That number is 288-7686, 288-7686. You know, even if you're not calling them today, you should have this number by your phone. 288-7686. Have it. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP.